welcome you guys today to our podcast, Planning for Retirement. We are so happy to have you tuning in. My name is Jerem Olson. I am Scott's assistant, and this is Elise.
Hi.
Welcome to the Mountain Star Financial Retirement Planning Team.
Today, we thought it would be appropriate to talk about financial planning when it comes to life milestones and other major life events. We thought this would be appropriate because I have a wedding coming up in a month.
He's not excited at all.
I'm really excited. Really excited. But it's kind of been a fun experience for me to try and navigate those new life changes as I'm preparing for my marriage. So we thought it would be fun today to talk about the best methods and strategies we can take when we're preparing for those life milestones.
Well, certainly, when you have something like that coming up, it pays to think it through, right? And if you're in it with someone else, you definitely want to talk about it. Would you agree?
I agree. I think that you should have those discussions beforehand of goals, and everything requires financing. So all goals do, and it's just a huge part of that planning process. Are you going to keep everything separate? Are you going to keep everything together? Are you going to combine healthcare plans and, you know, bank accounts? And there's just so much to it, but I think you just need to have that discussion so that you can plan accordingly and have the same goals.
The budget's going to change.
And there's no one right way to do it either. It's just what you agree on.
Yeah, I think the principles of communication and, you know, having that open line of communication when you're navigating those changes together is very, very important and could be applied in probably every circumstance. But everyone's different, and they're going to approach these milestones differently. They're going to approach these changes differently. Now, when it comes to financial planning, there's lots of different milestones somebody might prepare for. For example, a lot of my friends are having kids. And that's another milestone in their life that they have to prepare for and learn to navigate.
Yeah, so on the financial front, you just want to make sure that your income is bigger than your outgo. You need to have a plan for how you're going to spend your money, and that plan needs to start with saving some. Rule of thumb, you should be developing an emergency fund, and you want to be wise about that. Most can't just set aside the amount they need to have an emergency fund right out the gate. It's got to be built. But a good goal would be to have at least 3 months worth if you could pay all the bills if no income came in. Then you want to make sure that you're saving for your future. The guideline is 15%-ish of your income. That accounts your employer match in that. 10 to 15% of your income should be saved for your future.
Absolutely. Another big milestone I see a lot of people experience, Elise, this was one you just went through, is actually purchasing a new home. Mm-hmm. You know, what would be your recommendations to people who are purchasing or getting ready to purchase a new home?
Yes. So what Scott was saying, you have to have that emergency. So if you're already in the habit, you know what your expenses are each month, and you know what your savings, what your goals are in the future. If you have children like I do, a lot of your monthly expenses go toward your children. So activities add up. But if you have that in your budget, then you have a better idea. You know what? I've been saving a lot more, like more than 15%. So I've kind of had this down of, you know, I could probably have a mortgage payment that might be more than what I have right now and be okay because I've been so disciplined on saving and however much you are saving. So really, if you have a good idea of what your expenses are each month and where maybe you can save more now and then spend more later. That's just, but if you have those savings, it's a lot easier, especially with interest rates, how they are right now. If you can spend that interest rate down right now, it saves a lot in the future. So, that's what we did. Cool. Yeah. So we spent their interest rate down. I mean, we're.
You bought it down, paid points.
We paid points now down so that we didn't have the higher interest rate. We also don't have the mortgage insurance, so we put enough down so that we don't have that. Those little things do add up a lot. So
smart moves, smart moves. There is, so those of you who have not bought a home before, you're actually going to be surprised at how much you can afford to get based on loan approval. However, if you haven't heard the term before, let me introduce you to the concept of being house poor. What does that mean? It means that your mortgage is so large in comparison to your income that you're not left with very much disposable income to do fun things along the way. You're simply focused on paying off the house because you have to. So you'll get approved for more than you probably want to be comfortable paying. Be careful.
That's where your monthly expenses, that's where that's a huge item to look at when planning. So they might say, oh, you can afford however much. But when you break down that monthly payment, it's going to probably be double what you're comfortable doing. So that is something that I had to look at as well. There, you know, we were approved for however much, but it's we would have been house broke. So yeah. We didn't want to be that way. But it is. It's if it's a first time house purchase, you're going to be really surprised, like Scott said, of what you qualify for.
Well, I'm coming to you guys when I need advice, you know, for my first home purchase.
Yeah, be wise. Be wise. But if you know your numbers,
yes,
the decisions can make themselves. But you have to be aware of what all your numbers are. You kind of have to anticipate what's going into it because it's not just the home. It's the property taxes. It's the maintenance. It's
insurance.
And have proper coverages that way.
And just know that those do fluctuate each year. Mm-hmm. So.
I recently met a couple who approached me, and they are actually in a really good spot with their home payment. Their income exceeds. They actually have extra income. So they asked me the question, what should we do with this extra income? Should we throw it towards the house payment, or should we invest it or do something different with it? If that couple were to approach you guys and ask you that question, what would be your response?
What's the interest? What's the interest rate?
It's a classic. What did you say, Lisa?
What's the interest rate?
The interest rate. Okay, let's say that they have a 6.75 interest rate.
Then the next question would be, what can you earn on it somewhere else? Okay. And the follow-on to that would be, are you on track for your retirement savings? Have you saved enough? Now, I'm not saying this is true for everyone, but studies suggest that we Americans are not necessarily the best savers.
We're spenders.
And we are spenders, and we're in a consumer-driven economy, so everything is designed to separate you from your money. So are you on track? And there's some guidelines that we could go over if you chose to come visit, just to say, here's what is recommended. This is how much you should have saved at certain ages to be on track for your retirement nest egg. So retirement is what you'd hope it to be. If you're not on track, then you probably ought to apply that to some catch up, right? If you are on track and maybe even ahead, then okay, let's retire the debt, which is going to then create more discretionary cash flow. And then what do we do with that? So it's a fun problem to have, that one.
Yeah, I agree. And you brought up a great point. I think when people have those questions, come see someone who is a third party. a licensed fiduciary who has the skills and knowledge and mindset and who doesn't have that emotional attachment that you have. So instead of making emotional decisions, which most financial decisions are emotional decisions, you can have an advisor who's a third party to help you with those. Mm-hmm. And in all those milestones in life,
there you go.
You just come in, come meet with us. And
yep, we're mostly housebroken. We'll help you. Now, the other question that I would ask in addition to where are you on your retirement planning would be, okay, do you have children? And if so, what are you hoping to provide them as they come of age? Are you like I was that said, well, my help is to encourage you to get good grades so you get scholarships and that'll pay for your college. But it is much more expensive than it was when I was raising my kids. So, okay, fine, they get tuition and whatever via scholarship. What about housing? What about whatever? So are you helping your kids, or maybe they don't want a college, maybe they want a trade, or they want what is it you want to do to help your children to get launched, and are you on track for that? And then what other goals do you have?
Absolutely. I know I was very grateful for my parents who took time to prepare and think about those things. And from a very young age, they opened a 529 college savings plan for me. And that was really beneficial for me when I was getting my education. And I was very grateful for that. But I love how you brought up retirement. Are you on track to meet your retirement goals? And this is where we shine mm-hmm. as a firm. We are the best at being able to navigate people through the major life milestone of retirement.
It's a big one.
It is.
Probably the scariest one.
For a lot of the people we talk with, that's what they say.
Yeah.
Biggest change, for sure.
It's the unknown, right? Mm-hmm. You're stepping away from a steady paycheck, and whatever you got is what you're going to have, and how can we make that last? And how long do you need it to last? So if you could come in prepared with the answer to that question, like when are you going to die, we can plan it right out. Not a problem.
I think, too, like that's so important to be able to revisit those milestones, to be able to revisit those goals at least on a yearly basis mm-hmm. with us, because it's always a moving target,
yeah.
right? Being able to navigate that milestone successfully involves having a team of experts mm-hmm. behind you helping you make the right calls along the way.
Yep. No, studies bear that out. The professional, objective opinions have helped people earn on average 3% more return on their investment each year, preventing them from buying too high, selling too low, panicking, making decisions they shouldn't. And the other thing that you want to do at milestones is not just looking at your savings, but evaluating your insurance coverages as well. What risks do you want to keep for yourself? Which ones do you want to offload to an insurance company? Because if you experience one of those losses, it might be catastrophic. So if you have inadequate coverage, might not be catastrophic, but it might be really uncomfortable and something you don't want to have to go through either. So making sure you have those right coverages in place.
Yeah, that's been a fun one for me to navigate with my future wife, trying to figure out insurance along the way. It's kind of hard. Having people in your corner to help you give that good advice is important.
There you go.
Do you guys have anything else to add?
Hey, if you have questions, we offer free consultations. We'd invite you to take advantage of that. Our passion is helping others avoid mistakes. We'd lots rather see people and help them make a solid financial decision rather than hearing a sad story later because they didn't. So please take advantage. We're Mountain Star Financial. We're here to help. We look forward to meeting you.
Thank you for tuning in.